And there are tons of...
Tuned in to ThreatCon 5 Radio over here on Vet Radio Syndicate and Facebook Live feed with Bulldog and Judy. And let me tell you how much I love you all. I love you all so much that I have an echo in my headset that is so fucking annoying, but I love you all, so I am going to live through it for the next 2 hours, if I don't throw something first. Yeah, it's just completely annoying. It doesn't seem to ever fail that every week something goes wrong. And it's all because of Skype. We'll take a moment of silence for Skype. Nah, fuck them. Judy, how was your Christmas?
I'm not gonna lie, I've had better. If you guys have listened before, you know that we're probably gonna change the name of the show tonight to the Bulldog and Bullfrog Show, because I'm fucking sick. Christmas Eve, my husband and I were gonna go to the gym. We decided to kind of take it easy when we got up Saturday morning, just to kind of see how, you know, how we felt. And we knew we were going to the gym.
Judy.
Yeah?
You're frozen.
Son of a biatch. So, we, I decided at some point, I was like, I don't feel well enough to go to the gym, so why don't you go without me? And then an hour later, I took my temperature and I had a fever and I was laying on the couch in several layers, plus blankies. And sweating my ass off and freezing and, you know, the back and forth thing. So we did what we could. We made the best of it. I mean, we don't really plan high stress holidays. We don't do a lot of outings and stuff like that. We just hang out with the kids at home. So we just hung out and opened gifts. And I got some, probably my favorite thing. Am I still frozen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. Well, then I can't show you my totally awesome shoes that I got. If I'm froze-did.
I did that on purpose. Because I don't care about your shoes.
Oh, you
bastard.
All
right, hold on. Let me call you right back. Let me see if that helps. Yep. Never fails.
Hola?
Hey, Judy, you're not frozen anymore.
Yay! So here's my totally badass shoes that my husband got me for Christmas. I actually asked for these. The hashtag, well, it's not really a hashtag. It says, fuck cardio. And in the little print on there, it just says, lift, 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 lift. So I love my new shoes. That's my favorite thing. I wore them to the gym today. And almost died, so I had to stop working out.
Those are awesome.
Yes. So how was your Christmas? I hope it was better than mine. I hope you weren't sick, because that sucked.
Well, let me tell you. It was not bad until last night.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I had a little bit of a meltdown.
Yeah, I saw there was a little... You looked a little irritated on Facebook.
Yeah, I was pretty irritated. So before I get into that, let me tell you all, for everybody that's listening here on the Facebook live feed, We are broadcasting over the ThreatCon 5 clothing page. We are also broadcasting on the Vet Radio Syndicate, vetrs.com. So wherever you're listening, thank you for once again tuning in to ThreatCon 5 Radio. If you're new to the show, I welcome you. I'm going to put it out there that if you want to call and talk about anything that we are discussing tonight, there is the call-in number that is directly above me, 603-369-4908. You can call. I will do my best to play music, but I can tell you that if you guys could hear this echo, you would know how much I love you. All right, so I got a little rant, Judy, that I want to get out.
Course.
You know what? I just watched the I monitor the live feed on the second computer to make sure that everything's going fine. And I just made this motion like I was jerking off. But it's the time delay,
You mean
right?
like
So,
this?
yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Oh, there it is. There it
Yeah.
is.
So, if you were tuned in on the Facebook live feed, I ask that you please share the live feed, get it out there. We can only get out our message of fuckery to as many people as you allow us to. So there. All right. So last night, I get a little upset because I don't feel like we can't see you all, but no echo. What? I can see us.
I can see us. We look amazing tonight, actually. I meant to mention you look great.
Oh, thanks. It's cold down here in my mother's basement, so I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
Rooster can see us because he said fapping.
Hey, Rooster! I just want to tell you that I still have not received an email with your sizes. I'll expect to see that email here very soon. Because if you go on to www.threatcon5 clothing tonight, you will see that I went ahead and launched the long sleeve men's, the long sleeve women's, and the hooded sweatshirt. Remember everyone deployed. So
Yep.
you can do that. Okay? And while the show is on, that means for the next 2 hours, you can save 15% with coupon code T5 Radio.
Sweet.
All right, so go and do it. Okay, so getting back to last night. As we know, George Michaels died. Okay,
Yes.
one of many celebrities that have passed in 2016. And I'm gonna say that I don't give a shit. Okay? Last Christmas he gave us something. Well, last night he gave us his heart and his brain and his breath and all this shit. And people could say that I'm an ass, I'm a dick, whatever, because I don't care about a celebrity dying. Well, you know what? One, that celebrity's never done anything for me. Right? So I don't give a shit. The
Right.
media wants to, publicize the deaths of all these celebrities and make them seem like they're the best thing since sliced bread. And to me, when the media starts, excuse me, I think you're getting me sick, Judy.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah. stop breathing on the mics.
My cooties are contagious.
Yeah. So, last night I published basically that George Michael's died, and another no other news. I don't give a shit. And you know, it was a mixed amount of freaking comments. You know, most people were like, "Oh yeah, I'm with you, whatever. Who fucking cares?" Well, then the homophobic fucking crowd decides to start
Oh, yeah.
putting their little comments in there. And it pisses me off because my daughter's gay. All right? So I throw it out there that, you know, it's being a little freaking getting a little ridiculous, you know, that people are, you know, so racist, so hate-filled and homophobes. And on that post, somebody decides that they want to make another freaking homophobic comment. So I had it. I'm like, you know what? Bye. Deleted them. Then I get a
Right.
message talking about, oh, well, you know, that's a shame. You know, your network is getting very small.
Oh my God,
You know,
really?
listen, first of all, what I do with ThreatCon 5 clothing is my business.
Pretty
All
much.
right? I don't do what I do because I'm trying to get an attaboy. I don't do what I do because I want respect in the veteran community. I don't do what I do because I'm a quote unquote veteran celebrity. You know what? Fuck all that bullshit. All
Yeah.
right? But this is what cracks me up about it all. If you're going to take a conversation to me and start acting like you're still in the military, with your terminology, the way that you're discussing stuff, and all the other way that you want to come across when you're dealing with me, there is only two people that I deal with in this entire veteran community that outranked me. So if you want to take it to me like you want to be a military guy and, you know, not realize that your fucking blue cord don't mean a fucking thing to me. You want to call me a fucking pogue? Give me a fucking break. First of all, that shit mattered when I was wearing a uniform. My DD214 trumps all your bullshit. All right? Because I don't give a fuck. Okay? So, you want to take all this stupid bullshit with, well, blah 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 and all this and that. Well then, stand at parade rest when you want to take that military bullshit to me. And the next time that you get out of line, I'm just gonna drop you for your 10 fucking push-ups that the army will now allow me to do. And then maybe I'll take you out back and smoke you for a little bit more, then bring you in and give you a 4856 counseling statement. And you know, if you don't pick your shit up from there, I guess I'll submit you for a freaking Article 15. And I could see by the look on your face that none of this makes sense to you. Why? Because you were in the Air Force, not the Army, and I know the forms are different. But we're not in the fucking military anymore.
Right,
Get over
right.
it. I don't give a shit. So you were an infantry guy. Whoop de fucking ding dong. So you were a Marine. We know you're a Marine. Why? Because you can't keep your mouth shut about being a Marine. It's
Think you should be
stupid.
giving knife hand right now.
I given fucking knife hands. All right, but this is the thing. We have a problem in this veteran community. Okay? And many have seen it, and many have been voicing their opinions about it. Whether it be on the radio show, whether it be me doing a live feed and voicing my distaste and disappointment with the way some of the bullshit's resonating out there, I think I've made my stance very clear that the biggest issue we have right now is hate. Okay? We're pushing hate towards the VA. We're pushing hate towards stolen valor. We're pushing hate towards all this bullshit. And this is what gets me about it. One, you're not going to fix the VA through hate. Okay?
Nope.
You're going to fix the VA by getting the words out there, gathering the civilian freaking attention so that they're lobbying their local politicians the same way the veteran community is. All right? As far as Stolen Valor, there's an organization that deals with Stolen Valor.
Yes, there is. It's called Stolen Valor.
It's called Stolen Valor, right? Yet I see more posts come across my Facebook feed talking about Stolen Valor. If that is your main focus, then you've got issues, okay? Because to me, some dude wants to put a fucking uniform on and walk around and embellish his military service. It doesn't hurt me. He's the one that looks like a fucking jackass. He's the one that sounds like a jackass when nothing he's saying is making any sense. All right? But we have veterans out there that are pushing. Oh, Stolen Valor. Get this guy. Fucking do a fire mission. All right, first of all, you were in the National Guard as a fucking admin specialist. You don't even know how to spell fire mission. Okay? Secondly, you snorted.
I totally did. That's great, though.
Second, there's bigger issues out there. We have statistics, all right? And I know I'm repeating a lot of the stuff that I said in my live feed last night, but we have statistics, okay? And with these statistics, I'm not referring to just the statistic of 22, 32, 42,
right.
All right? I'm referring to that on any given night, you know, there's thousands of veterans, as well as other Americans, that are living on the streets, in the cold, not getting a good meal, okay? Another statistic, we have veterans that are taking their lives in the parking lots of the VA because they're not getting proper treatment, okay?
Right.
We have a statistic of a number of veterans who are getting proper treatment yet wrong diagnosis and be given what, you know, what we'll keep referring to as the VA Skittles.
Yes.
All right, but there's so many bigger issues out there to worry about than fucking Stolen Valor. Yet,
yep,
nobody cares. All right? Nobody cares. All they care about is that Joe fucking Schmo walked into Walmart wearing fucking ACU pants and digi fucking top and a Iraq-Afghanistan freaking combat hat. And when they approached him, he said he was a 0388 space door gunner on the freaking moon mission over fucking Rogue One in the freaking Death Star, and
did
people
I work
are
with
like,
that guy?
Yeah, right.
I may have known that guy.
I used to work with him at Subway. I didn't actually work at Subway, but you know, there's statistics that are out there that are far more worthy of our attention than Stolen Valor. All right,
I agree.
Now, when we enlisted, Judy, do you remember this? Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I state my name. Oh, no.
Do solemnly swear to defend and support the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Okay? Blah, 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 blah. So on, so on, and so on. But nowhere in that fucking oath did it say, except for blacks, Hispanics, Asians, gays, lesbians, right, transgenders. I mean, do I have to go on? It said
no,
that
I,
we
I
defend
and
support
hope
the Constitution and
right
the American people. You know, I enlisted because I felt as though I had enough patriotism and enough patriotic blood that flowed through my veins that my life was not as important as the regular person on the street, okay? And I'm sure you did, and Tommy did, and the number of people that I see in the chat right now that took that oath. They did it because they wanted to make a difference. Now, here we are, throwing out bullshit, worrying about someone's sexual orientation or someone's freaking color of their skin. If we can't be professional enough and say the right things, then what does that say for the rest of the country, considering we are the top 1%?
Really, we are? I'm
Yeah,
sorry for
we're
that. I'm just
supposed to
going to
be.
apologize to our listeners. I'm sorry.
No, we're supposed to be, okay? It doesn't make any sense to me that we the example setters are the ones that are out there. And then hold on. And then here's the excuse you get. Well, that's just the way we talk.
That's bullshit. That is such a fucking crutch to be an asshole.
Exactly, right?
Yep.
That's just the way we talk. It's okay.
Bullshit.
No. It's okay. Don't go to your safe spot. This is
Don't
just the
have one.
way we talk. When do we break the fucking paradigm and realize that just because that's the way it's been doesn't mean that that's the right way?
You know, I just talked to a friend of mine about this, how I do see, because of the work that we do, Bulldog, you know, I see and I and the networks that I've been a part of for years as a veteran, as a military spouse as well. I mean, even though my husband's retired, I'm still very active in a lot of these military spouse communities. And I see so many people, and it's, I don't want to say guys and just say the men in general, I just guys, you know, veterans who use it as a crutch, like, oh, I saw combat, you know, I saw my best buddy get blown up, I saw this, I saw that, you know, as a crutch to be an asshole to everybody around them for the rest of their lives. And that's really not okay. You know, we've been doing this war thing for generations, and there are so much more support out there now for us than there was for the Vietnam vets. We should not be sitting back and stewing about what happened to us when we were downrange. Get help, because nobody wants to live with you or be around you or be close to you when you act like that, when you talk like that. Yeah, Bulldog and I talk shit all day long, but you know, Bulldog, I'm pretty sure you've seen some shit, but you also got your head together. You have rough times. I know that there are days, out of the year that you reflect on the brothers that you've lost, and I do as well, on the brothers that I've lost, but it's not an excuse to go through the rest of your life angry at the fucking world. And side note, I think that you're disrespecting their sacrifice if you don't soldier up and carry on. You know, you're letting their sacrifice go in vain. You seem to get your shit together, Bulldog, you know, and like I said, I know you've seen some stuff. You lost some people that were very close to you. But you're a great example as a leader in the community that people should model themselves after. Instead of wallowing in your misery, you decided to stand up and fight for what you believe in and fight for your brothers who aren't able to fight for themselves. And I do realize not everybody's capable of healing, and we heal differently. If you've been a longtime follower of the show, you know my background, and I'll never be all better. There is no magic pill. But I'm not trying to use it as an excuse. I'm trying to better myself and move on and help someone just like you are.
Amen. And there's people that tune in that do the same exact thing. I mean, whether it be Ken McBean, Ben Barker, Kevin Alley,
Yeah.
these are guys that are in the trenches every day, pushing to make a difference in the veteran community too, you know. And
Yeah.
you know, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I do not consider myself a leader in the veteran community. I mean, I'm a nobody. You know, rank doesn't matter anymore. You know, I'm just another guy. Just a guy trying to make a difference. I'm just the guy standing next to the guy.
But that's what, to me, in my mind, that's what makes you a better example in the community, because you're not doing it for the wrong reasons. You're doing it for the right reasons, because you want to take care of people who need help, because you have the ability to do that.
Yeah. Yep, you're right. All right. Well, you know, one of the things that I do is I try not to call people out, you know, by name.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not going to do that. But I am pretty pissed off, and there are some people that I think can go suck a dick. All right. What do you think? We play a commercial, and when we come back, we'll get to some news. What do you
I
think?
think that's a great idea.
All
We
right.
have some great news lined up for you guys for this week. It's
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to be able to get it all in
I don't think
Melanie.
we're going to get them all in. I think some of the stories are definitely going to take some time. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, our regulated commercial break. And when we come back, there's a couple things I want to talk about real quick as to what's going on the network, and then we'll get into some news. Here's your commercials.
You're listening to Veteran Radio Syndicate on VetRS.com. The best in online radio.
There comes a time in a man's life that laughter becomes the best medicine. Visit the5b.com today and embrace the Bravo. Titty sprinkles.
This is John Burke, Army veteran of 13 years and combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. For a very long time, I saw soldiers doing physical fitness the incorrect way. So, once after having left the service, I decided to set out on my own journey and open up my own website, intheArenaFitness.com. I will teach you everything you need to know on how to exercise and eat healthy. The choice is yours. Take action now. Once again, the website is intheArenaFitness.com.
Battle in Distress doesn't want your monetary donations. We want your time. Every single day, a warfighter takes their life. We are committed to seeing that statistic destroyed by means of education and empowerment. We need your help. We provide training free of charge. Visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/battleindistress to learn more about how to become one of the elite who make a difference.
Did you just let a family of bald eagles make a nest in your glorious beard? Of course you did, because you're an American who knows how to America. You've got cross rifles on one sleeve and the American flag on the other. Your grunt-style gear says, I am an invincible beast and I'll take my bacon-wrapped bacon with a side of bacon. With grunt-style gear comes great responsibility, so wear it proudly and use your newfound power for good. Go to gruntstyle.com and emblazon pride across your chest. Do it for your country. Gruntstyle.com.
You're listening to VetRS.com. You want the You can't handle the Stay tuned in, or you're a Hillary supporter.
This is Bulldog, 22-year retired Army combat veteran and proud owner of Threatcon 5 clothing. Like many of you, I get tired of seeing organizations that claim that collected donations were helping veterans, but truly only using pennies on the dollar. so I wondered what could I do to make a difference. We started ThreatCon 5 Clothing with a mission of designing clothing that brings awareness to the threats affecting the veteran community. We also provide assistance to vets in need, as well as making donations to organizations that are truly giving back. Join us and many others that wear our logo, knowing the money spent on our items goes to make a real change in a veteran's life. Join in the fight. Wear the grenade. Alrighty, we are back. And I'm still echoing. I don't think it's going to go away.
You know what it reminds me of when I hear myself echo, like now?
You're echoing now, too?
Yes, I'm echoing right meow.
Well.
Do you remember when you had to call home, you got that delay when you're deployed?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck!
All right. So a couple things, if you're not aware as to what's going on Vet Radio Syndicate. We are about to literally take over the veteran radio airwaves. Wait a minute. Brad Stevens is passing on bad news inside the Facebook live feed, saying that Bulldog has been apprehended by the police wearing a Santa Claus hat. Film at 11. Listen, first of all, that was Christmas Eve, and there was no video.
Okay, did you for real?
Go streaking? Yes.
That's great.
I mean, come on. You gotta have some fun.
I don't argue that.
There was no video. There wasn't. No video.
Where
at
were
all.
You?
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't.
Streaking in your own backyard is not nearly as cool as.
All right,
you
hold
know,
on. If I was streaking.
While somewhere where they're doing, I don't know, Christmas caroling.
If I was streaking in my own backyard, the police would not have been called. Right?
Not necessarily. Maybe you have creepy neighbors who like to stare at you.
Well, I probably do have creepy neighbors, though. So I wanna put this out for anybody that is just tuning in. If you log on to ThreatCon5Clothing.com and use coupon code T5Radio during the show, you can receive 15% off your order. And I've recently released long sleeve men's and women's, as well as hooded sweatshirts, in the Remember Everybody Deployed. It's a combination of the old red on the front and the new red on the back, with, of course, the flags and grenade on the sleeves. Oh, now everybody wants to be a smart ass and say it's a digital age and there is a recording. Yes, I am on recording, but you would have to hack into the PD to get that footage off the dash cam. Yeah. Yes. Okay, anyway. So let's get to some news. There's some pretty funny fucking stories out there.
Yeah.
But I think what I want to start with is the stories that are related to Christmas. All right, and there's at least three of them that we could definitely use. But before I do, I want to read something to you. And because my computer decided it wanted to restart, I have to open this up again. Can you imagine being in church on Christmas Eve and this be the sermon? Machiavelli and this Columinati all through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shoddy. Ah, feel me? And God said he should send this one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways of the man. Follow me. Eat my flesh. Flesh and my flesh. Come with me, Hail Mary. Yes, those would be the lyrics to one Tupac Shakur's Hail Mary. And that was the, that was the copy that was printed off in the sermon for the Sri Lankan capital of Colombo Christmas carol service on Christmas Eve. Could you imagine? I mean, literally, just imagine your priest start kicking it old school with a little bit of Tupac, okay? And he's like, yo, bitches.
Oh, yeah. Well, my bitches to the stage.
So, he's getting up there and he's like, Hail Mary with the 12-gauge shoddy.
Oh, my God. That is great. So,
the numbers of people that were in attendance at this church were a little taken back. Because, you know, it'd be one thing that these incorrect lyrics were printed off, but it's another thing that this guy read them, not realizing that it didn't sound like the normal Book of God.
I wonder how far he got before he's like, what the deuce?
I'm guessing probably somewhere around the, I ain't a killer, don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. Whoa, wait a minute.
Did I just say pussy?
That doesn't sound right.
I don't think that's what I meant to say.
I have said the Hail Mary a million times.
Me too.
No, I mean as a priest. I haven't.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, no. I got forced to that stuff. Confirmation, communion, all that shit growing up.
Yeah.
As soon as I got confirmed, I stopped going to church. Something to do with that one time I walked in and all of a sudden my skin started smoking. Yeah, I stopped going. No bullshit. They had like a program they handed out to people coming in, and sure as hell, they're gonna sing. You know, Hail Mary. What's that like? Maybe 10 lines, 15 lines.
Yeah.
This one took up the entire fucking page of the program. Along with a chorus, you know, you can't make this shit up.
No, you can't. But I'm wondering how many people, because you know, whenever you get a program to go in somewhere, someone hands you the program, you go sit down in your seat and you're like, oh, let's thumb through this and let's see. How many people were like looking over at their significant other at Christmas Eve Mass and they're like, is this Tupac? Is this your Tupac?
Or even better, looking through it going, huh, they rewrote the Hail Mary.
That's new.
Yeah. Hey, this is new. It's a lot longer than I'm used to.
This is the extended version.
Getting it going down. Yeah, bow down. Pray to God. Hoping that he's listening. See me coming to my diamonds when they glisten.
So do you think the person who printed that still has a job? Whoever put that in print?
I don't know. I mean, can you really fire somebody from a church?
Probably not.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of fucked up, right?
Yeah, it is pretty fucked up, actually.
All right. So here's another one. This one, this wasn't right around Christmas, but it is a story that pertains to Christmas because it's about Santa Claus. This happened in Forest City, North Carolina, and I'm here to tell you right now that as unbelievable as this story sounds, this is not a script from Bad Santa. Can you imagine your kid coming home and saying, Mom, I went to go see Santa Claus today, and I don't ever want to go see him again.
Why is that, honey?
Well, I told him what I wanted for Christmas and stuff, and he basically fat-shamed me.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Was this Santa played by John Burke? Okay. So this 9-year-old, right? The North Carolina mother wants this Santa Claus to be fired. Main Street-led holiday moment where kids can go skating and then visit Santa Claus, whatever.
Yay.
The kid sat down on Santa's lap and told him what he wanted for Christmas. And then Santa says, "Hey, listen, kid, lay off the hamburgers and french fries."
Oh, my God.
You know, we're talking about Santa Claus. A dude that travels around the world eating everybody's cookies and milk.
Drinking the milk.
Right? And he is seriously going to call somebody else fat? I mean, it's pretty fucked up.
Maybe
the image of Santa has and will forever be tarnished. Thanks to one of his helpers in Forest City, North Carolina. This 9-year-old kid is forever fucking... I mean, he needs a safe place.
Yeah, and now he's going to grow up hating Santa. All the Santas. That makes me a little sad.
Yeah, well, it goes on to say that... it affected me so bad that I was crying until I went to bed that night. And I wanted to say to him, "You don't want to disrespect a 9-year-old. Even though what shape and size you are, it doesn't matter." He later tore up his picture of Mr. Claus. Yeah, I'm thinking, why does he have a picture of Santa Claus? You know, what happened? Kids put up posters of, like, Deadpool... You know, Marvel characters. Yeah, I had a freaking picture of, the fuck was her name? Samantha Fox.
Yes.
Yeah. Naughty girls need love, too. I had a half-naked picture of, like, I think 4 or 5 bikini-clad chicks on next to a Ferrari, and it said, "Haulin' ass." Right? This kid's got a fucking poster of Santa Claus. No wonder he's freaking triggered.
Maybe he was aspiring to be Santa one day. That's why he was a little heavy set.
Could be. Could be. I mean, you're right, though. This kid is forever fucking, like, he's destroyed. Oh, look. So apparently Jeremy Wallace wasn't here at the beginning of the show when I did my little rant. Jeremy, listen. We don't care about Peg Leg Jones. Fuck him. Okay? So he's stolen valor. The guy has been all over the fucking internet being called out. If people still want to give that douchebag money, it's on them. Who cares? All right. Enough of that. There's another Christmas story here. Where the fuck is it? Oh, yeah. Why the fuck were you giving me a story about traveling over Christmas? I opened that one up and I'm like, this isn't funny.
No, it isn't. But you know what's funny? Okay. So when I posted it and they had updated the actual news report since then. But okay, just in case people don't know, winter starts on officially December 21st, which means holiday travel could be hampered by winter storms. I know, it's shocking because it only happened this year, apparently. That's what I don't understand. Every year when you open up the news, any major news source, especially CNN, like the 23rd through the 25th, the headline news is the holiday travel is being hampered by snowstorms. No fucking shit. It's winter, for fuck's sake. It's been winter for 4 fucking days. Expect delays. There we go. Now we never have to see it in the news ever again. It's so stupid. That's why I put that comment on there. I was like, why is this news?
Oh, I didn't see that until just now. Well, you know what's even funnier? I have gone on, like, dates, and it's funny. You get those you-don't-say moments.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, wow, it's wicked fucking dark out here. Well, yeah, it's wicked fucking night. You don't say. Hey, it's cold out here. Well, you're not wearing a jacket. It's fucking winter.
Yeah.
It's funny. It snows in the winter, yet people have to be taught how to redrive every year. And we live in fucking New England. And people are shocked when it fucking snows.
There may be delays in your travel plans over the holidays.
Yeah.
Because it fucking snows this time of year.
All right. So.
Newsflash.
Yeah, I want to move past that. So, recently there was a football game played between the Raiders of Oakland and the Chargers of San Diego. Mm-hmm. And they clashed in a gridiron football game. But that's not what made news. And being that you're looking at me like this, I'm guessing that you are not familiar with the story we're about to touch on.
No, I must have missed it.
Okay, when I say the story we're about to touch on, there is no pun intended. But there was some touching that went on during that game. Right in front of the cheerleaders. This video was everywhere. A security guard is stroking off. Yes. You haven't seen this story?
No.
Okay. He masturbated in front of a bunch of cheerleaders, and surprisingly, he's been fired. You don't say.
Really?
Because, listen, I'm going to tell you, I think the NFL made a mistake on this one. No, I'm being serious. All right. If this guy is ballsy enough to choke his chicken in front of 68,000 fucking spectators, I think I trust him to take care of any type security in that stadium.
I see your point.
All right, so. U.S. media reports the man was working at Sunday's clash between the Chargers and the Raiders at Qualcomm Stadium in front of more than 68,000 spectators. A video of the incident shows a security guard reportedly pleasuring himself while frequently glancing over at the cheerleaders who are just meters away. Although what the man was doing wasn't immediately clear. Yeah, right. I saw the video. It was immediately fucking clear. There was no question what he was doing. He wasn't scratching his leg. All right? This dude was pleasuring his Johnson. All right? Because he was seen with his hand in his pocket making repeated motions while not actually exposing himself. Really? The whole hand in his pocket making repeated motions wasn't enough? I mean, this guy was getting into it, too. I mean, ballsy. No pun intended. It was ballsy.
Now I'm going to have to go find it.
Now this is... ready for this? Both clubs had deemed the security guard's actions as inappropriate. Well, that's good to know that the members of the Raiders and San Diego Chargers actually have a little decency. I want to see the football player that's interviewed and says, hey, so recently there was a security guard that was jerking off in front of the cheerleaders. How do you feel about this? I really don't care. Nothing wrong with that. I do it all the time. Right?
The bigger the crowd, the more excitement.
Once again, I'm not sure if law enforcement just uses the word investigating to, you know, keep us on the edge of our chairs.
Right.
But the San Diego police are now investigating the incident.
What's to investigate?
It was on fucking TV! 68,000 people plus 1.1 million fucking people at home watch this dude. And here's the thing. They're on, the camera is on this guy while he's doing this. Like, nobody in the truck or the fucking booth that's watching the videos going, psst, psst, Judy,
stop,
there's
man.
A game going on. Why are you recording that dude? Judy's response, do you see what he's doing? I mean, but seriously, who do you call? You gonna call the security on the security?
Yeah.
The original video has been... I love this one, too. The original video, which was posted to Facebook... It almost makes you think that Facebook is a conglomerate. Bleh. What the fuck's the word? Conglomerate?
Conglomerate?
There you go. That one. You know, nothing happens unless it goes through Facebook.
Right.
The woman who allegedly... Oh, okay. It wasn't the cameraman of the stadium. The woman who allegedly recorded the clip said the incident took place before the game started and that the guard attempted to do it again during halftime before a fan yelled at him to take your hands out of your pants. She also said that she tried to contact elite security to inform them of the incident, but they didn't respond until a day later. The Chargers, elite security, as well as the San Diego Police Department are aware of the disturbing actions of the staff member at Sunday's game. We apologize to any fan who has witnessed this incident. So you've got this video on your cell phone, right? And you didn't think to maybe, like, walk around, find a security guard, and go, hey, excuse me, could you tell me where your boss is? No, this is really important. I videotaped one of your guys stroking his chicken down there by the cheerleaders. And I'm pretty sure they would have done something. You have video evidence.
Yes.
You know, just like Mr. Bovine Eyeballs, this guy ain't ever getting a date either. Yeah. Can you imagine? He's, like, signing up for plentyoffish.com, and some chick's like, wait a minute, you look familiar.
Why do I know
why
that
do you,
face?
Why do I know you? Are you on Facebook? Yeah, why? No, I know you have a Facebook account. I mean, I've seen you on Facebook. Yeah.
On that viral video.
Oh, yeah. Are you the guy that was stroking it to the cheerleaders? No. I mean, come on, dude. There's so much better things you could be doing at a football game. Or, you know, you're the security guard. You're 5 feet away from the freaking cheerleaders. You know, doing the five-knuckle shuffle on old Dirty Johnson. And you didn't think, maybe somebody's going to see me doing this.
Yeah. There's how many's attended that one?
68,000.
Yeah. 68, no one was going to notice.
Yeah, nobody. Nobody.
That's quite the gamble he took.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Maybe he'll get into porn after this.
And that will be the premise of his movie.
Yeah.
There will be cheerleaders involved,
I'm sure. So this is also funny. The security guard who cannot be identified because of privacy laws.
Oh my god, for real?
Because of privacy laws. They've got him stroking it on fucking national TV! Or at least Facebook. How many people are on Facebook? Like, 1 billion?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Who cares? You know, you might as well just say, hey dude, there ain't nothing we can do about it, man. Everybody knows who you are.
Stroke!
Oh, boy.
Oh, good times.
Yeah. Yeah, good times. All right. Last Christmas story. And I don't even know how I feel about this, because on one hand I can completely understand where good old Sasha Collins is coming from, but let me give you the background. Okay, so Greenfield, Indiana, a Greenfield mother is facing felony battery charges, accused of beating her two children. She is facing domestic battery with bodily injury to a person under 14 and domestic battery to a disabled person with bodily injury. Police say that Sasha Collins hit her 7 and 9-year-old sons with a belt buckle, threw them against a wall, and even bit one of them. Now, that might be going a little bit far, but the belt buckle?
That's some serious rage.
Hey! When I was growing up, I got beat. You know those little paddle ball things?
Yes.
Yeah, I got beat with one of those.
Ouch.
I got beat with a belt.
Me too. With the buckle end.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So, I don't have any fucking... I don't feel bad for these kids. You know? Okay. So, this happened Sunday morning. The 19th of December, I think.
Yes.
Right? 19th, yep. Was a Sunday? Yes? No? Maybe?
Sure. Allegedly.
Whenever it was. Okay.
That was a Monday.
All right. So then... it had to have happened on the 18th. Do you want to know why she beat her children?
I'm sure it's going to be good, or we wouldn't be talking about it here.
Well, I mean, it's not that good. But kids have been beat for far lesser reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Look at, when I go out of my way and I wrap Christmas presents... and I put them under the fucking tree? I expect you wait your ass till fucking Christmas before you open those motherfuckers up. Okay? These kids got a little overzealous and opened their Christmas gifts early. Okay? And they got a whooping they will never fucking forget. I guarantee they don't ever fucking open gifts
ever.
Early again. Matter of fact, they're gonna be at birthday parties and they're gonna be handed a gift and they're gonna like look around. Can I open this?
It's terrible.
Shit?
We're both going to hell, but it's so funny. I mean,
oh, I was already
really,
going to hell. It doesn't matter.
They unwrapped their presents early, so that's why we decided to commit felony battery. I don't know.
It's just domestic assault.
Yeah. Still. That's some serious rage. She fucking bit her kids.
Yeah, she bit the kids. All right, so during the interview with the officers, the boy's sister said their mother was an alcoholic. Shocking.
No way. I didn't
yeah.
see that coming.
Didn't see that coming. She passed out that night after consuming excessive amounts of alcohol. I think that's a detail that could have been left out after you already said she was an alcoholic. Right? I mean, alcoholic, excessive amounts of alcohol. one and the same. All right. The sister continued to say that she had left a friend's house for approximately 45 minutes to an hour. Upon returning to the residence, she recalled hearing what she thought were the two boys crying and other sounds indicating that they were in pain. She stated that her mother was walking around the house saying that she had been blessed with the worst kids ever.
Oh my God.
That's not a blessing. That's not a blessing.
I think just confused. It's not.
They were incredibly ungrateful. Documents show the sister said the mother stated the two boys went into her room and opened the presents. Ooh, see? This is why it's so serious. The children should not be going into mom's room. They could have tripped over a dildo. They could have tripped over a double-ended dong. And then how's mom going to explain that to a 7 and 9-year-old? The kids are in the yard playing fucking Star Wars fucking lightsabers with her double-edged fucking dildo. Right? Because they were in her room. They didn't belong in there.
They're fucking bouncing all over the place.
Yeah, boing, boing, boing. That's why I was doing it all like this. Because, you know. Listen, they had no business in her room. You know? Who knows what kind of stuff mom had in there? Right? She was embarrassed. And the kids saw her life-size blow-up mail doll. Or she-mail doll. Or...
Ron C. said, wear the dildo as a unicorn horn.
Wait a minute. Kendra Kent says, my dad whipped me for that. I hope she's not talking about tripping over a dildo. No, she's probably talking about going in the parents' room.
Probably, yeah.
Fucking crazy. All right. Now, this I have a problem with, which is fucked up because I don't have a problem with the whole fact that she beat her kids. But, okay, documents, I got to tell you this before I get into the next one. Documents also show that one of the boys told the sister that the mother told him her and her boyfriend Patrick were going to beat and kill him. The sister also stated that she witnessed her mother crush up and snort half a hydrocodone. The sister also stated that one of the brothers, who is said to have a mental disability, is repeatedly called retarded by her mother.
Yeah, that's not...
You know what? That's not fucking cool. All right? A parent of a... mentally disabled child should never use such terms in front of their child. You know, beating them with
or
a belt.
Or about their child.
Or what?
Or about their child.
Or about their child. Exactly. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Totally disgusting. And I'll tell you what. She looks like a winner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Classy broad.
Oh, yeah, real classy. She looks like the kind of woman that has that teaches English and has sex with her high school students. Oh, boy.
Classy.
Hey, all I gotta say is that, you know, if I spent all that time Christmas shopping and then wrapping gifts to try to surprise my kids, and they went and opened up their fucking gifts early, I'd be quite pissed off, too. I don't know if I'd beat my kid, though.
I'd be fuming mad, yeah. Christmas would get canceled.
Yeah. All right. Well, I have to take our mandated commercial break. So we'll take a commercial break, and when we come back, we will do some more news. What do you think?
Works for me.
Listening to ThreatCon 5 Radio means living in laughter. It could also mean winning fantastic shit. Help others by sharing the Facebook and website address. ThreatCon 5 Radio may cause loss of bladder control, anal leakage, improper tire inflation, facial muscle spasms, abdominal muscle pain, blurred vision, runner's knee, or the occasional shitting of the pants. Please consult a doctor before deciding to listen to ThreatCon 5 Radio.
This is Bulldog, 22-year retired Army combat veteran and proud owner of ThreatCon 5 clothing. Like many of you, I get tired of seeing organizations that claim that collected donations were helping veterans, but truly only using pennies on the dollar. So I wondered, what could I do to make a difference? We started ThreatCon 5 Clothing with a mission of designing clothing that brings awareness to the threats affecting the veteran community. We also provide assistance to vets in need, as well as making donations to organizations that are truly giving back. Join us and many others that wear our logo, knowing the money spent on our items goes to make a real change in a veteran's life. Join in the fight. Wear the grenade.
There comes a time in a man's life that laughter becomes the best medicine. Visit the5b.com today and embrace the Bravo. Titty sprinkles.
This is John Burke, Army veteran of 13 years and combat veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. For a very long time, I saw soldiers doing physical fitness the incorrect way. So, once after having left the service, I decided to set out on my own journey and open up my own website, inthearenafitness.com. I will teach you everything you need to know on how to exercise and eat healthy. The choice is yours. Take action now. Once again, the website is inthearenafitness.com.
Battle in Distress doesn't want your monetary donations. We want your time. Every single day, a warfighter takes their life. We are committed to seeing that statistic destroyed by means of education and empowerment. We need your help. We provide training free of charge. Visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/battleindistress to learn more about how to become one of the elite who make a difference.
Did you just let a family of bald eagles make a nest in your glorious beard? Of course you did, because you're an American who knows how to America. You've got cross rifles on one sleeve and the American flag on the other. Your grunt-style gear says, I am an invincible beast and I'll take my bacon-wrapped bacon with a side of bacon. With grunt-style gear comes great responsibility, so wear it proudly and use your newfound power for good. Go to gruntstyle.com and emblazon pride across your chest. Do it for your country. Gruntstyle.com.
You're listening to VetRS.com. You want the You can't handle the Stay tuned in, or you're a Hillary supporter.
Yo, check this out. This IC body cam. UAPP upon a burning body, bitch. That's UAPPP. Fuck that. Anyway, we up in this motherfucker. Security fucking with me. Tell us to stop standing on the goddamn couches. Now, fucker, you can get hurt. Turn down for what? Turn down for what? Yo, check this out. Turn down for what? Drunk in the club, liquor in my cup. You can see the
Confused.
I'm confused.
You're confused?
So, in chat, they got to talking about, in Vet RS chat, they got to talking about our commercial where you say occasional shitting of the pants.
Yeah.
And Ron C. said, better hope someone doesn't have Taco Bell beforehand to make the squirts a little worse than normal. And I said, yeah, we need to make sure you use the bathroom before listening to us. And I think maybe we should start adding that as part of our advertising slogan. Make sure you use the bathroom. Caution. Make sure you use the bathroom before listening to the show.
Jeez. I don't know how I follow that. Judy, I'm kidding. I know you don't feel
we'll good. Work it in. We'll work it in.
Okay. I found another Christmas story.
Uh-oh.
Kinda. It's not necessarily a Christmas story, but it's definitely a winter story. This one comes from Quebec, Canada. And he's very sorry. As most Canadians are about things that they do. Hey, listen. I put the mouse on Judy's face on purpose. Because somebody said something about it last week. So the mouse is on her nose.
Sweet.
All right, Jesus. All right. Listen. The fucking live feed keeps going from 28... to 14, then back
yeah.
up. It's like people don't realize they can keep it going. They don't have to like turn it off to go into another room or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm not reading the headline because if I do, it gives the whole fucking story away.
Yep.
But it's the second time in which we're going to be talking about a Johnson. Quebec, Canada. A 64-year-old man has been rushed to the center. Oh, let me see if I can say this. Centre Hospitalier de l'Université Laval. I don't know. I think my Canadian accent sucks.
I do. I agree.
At the weekend with the most unusual of medical complaint. Kenneth Gillespie is known to locals as a drunk and a bit of a lecherous type. But this latest episode has had a dire consequence. He was found passed out, clutching onto his frozen junk by his neighbors at 1:30 a.m. on Sunday morning. They called an ambulance straight away. The doctor in charge of Mr. Gillespie, Dr. Mark Anadu, said this to a local TV news crew. Frostbite of that area might sound funny, but it is very serious indeed. Frostbite, of course, can cause infection, gangrene, and ultimately it has led to Mr. Gillespie's amputated Johnson. It is very sad.
That is actually pretty sad. What a horrible fucking Christmas.
Yeah. But it is said that the snowman that he was having sex with is going to be rebuilt and it'll be just fine. Who in their right
with
mind...
With or without the glory hole?
I don't know. All right. If the fact that Mr. fucking Gillespie didn't have enough problems, the front page of the fucking local paper, headline, Frozen Stiffy.
Nice.
Frozen Stiffy, drunk lands in hospital after sex with snowman. And to add insult to injury, some of his neighbors are less than pleased. One told the Montreal Gazette, if that dirty son of a bitch comes back here after what he did, I won't be responsible for the reaction of the community.
Wow.
They're going to beat this motherfucker's ass. It was a beloved snowman. It took the kids hours to make this snowman. And he sexed it up.
That's disturbing.
Several people have already vowed
seriously.
This is the funny part. Several people have already vowed to dismember him after what he did to the kid snowman. I think it's already too late for that. His actions with Frosty the pervert have led to his. It's already gone.
Yeah.
He left a pile of empty bottles, a wrecked snowman, and a trail of frozen man juice in the middle of the community recreation grounds. Somebody is quoted as saying that bastard is worse than Bill Cosby. First of all, what right does a Canadian have to use? Hey! Listen here, Jerome Coger. It was not me. It was not me. It was somebody named Mr. Gillespie.
Well, you did, you were streaking on Christmas Eve, so.
Yeah. There's no Canada like French Canada. Why do I always want to call it Canada?
I don't know.
So, yeah, it is said that Mr. Gillespie is recovering with a friend in a nearby town, and he couldn't be contacted.
Recovering?
And, yeah, he's
recovering. How do you recover from that?
It is also said that
your
he's
manhood.
Yeah.
There's no recovering from that, and your whole fucking neighborhood knows about it.
Well, he is thought to be planning a move to Mexico, to warmer climates. And he's going to use his savings to have a bionic penis built.
Wow.
I don't... I, don't know. I don't.
I hope he doesn't lose that one in the Sandman that he builds.
Yeah, right. It's safer for him down there. Nobody gets freaking gangrene from fucking sand. All right, so we have to skip over that story.
Oh,
can't talk about that one. Have you ever gone out for a ride and got lost?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah. But, you know, with modern technology, you have the ability to use a GPS device or your phone, stop at a local store and maybe ask directions to the closest highway.
Yeah, because yeah. I'm not a man, so I do ask for directions.
That's right. That's right. You're not a man. Well, I will admit, I have, you know, taken the bike out and purposely got lost. You know, maybe take a turn going, hey, I don't know what's down this road, so I'm gonna go down here and see where it leads me. Could you imagine, though, driving, and eventually go, you know, I'm kind of hungry. I'm gonna stop at this little restaurant, and well in there, approach a couple police officers and ask them where he was, and be told that, well, sir, you're in Alabama. Okay. All right, I'm in Alabama. I mean, it wouldn't stun me, right? I'd be, hey, I'm in Alabama. Well, it stunned Mr. Jody Tarbutton, 89-year-old Jody Tarbutton, who I will tell you does not suffer from any Alzheimer's or anything like that. He just went for a ride and took a wrong turn. When he left his house in suburban Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and somehow 900 miles later, stopped for lunch in Alabama.
Yeah.
900 miles.
I wonder how many times he had to stop for gas and go, gee, I sure have stopped a long time. Or I sure I've been driving for a while. Where was he heading?
I don't know. The officers took him to the police station, ran his driver's license, discovering that he'd been missing for 2 days.
Oh my God.
His family, we never ever expected that we would hear he was in Alabama.
Well, no shit.
Unfucking believable. I mean, how fucking dumb do you have to be to drive 900 fucking miles and then be like, I better ask somebody where I'm at. None of this stuff looks familiar.
They sound a little different where I am, too.
Yeah, and being that he left in fucking December from Pennsylvania, he didn't notice the temperature change. Wow, it's really
hot. Yeah, because depending on where you are in Alabama, it could be in the 80s.
So, they think now he might be suffering from dementia.
Really? Yeah. I never would have guessed that.
He's never been clinically diagnosed, but they're attributing it to his unexpected road trip. So here's the answer to your question. They reunited at Wilmington, Delaware, where he was flown to, at the hospital, where he was treated for high blood pressure and dehydration.
I could see that.
Yeah. I don't fucking get it.
I just don't understand. I mean, I've seen family members go through dementia slash Alzheimer's, and it's not like it just pops up all of a sudden, like, oh, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, you know? There had to have been signs that people weren't paying attention to.
Yeah, like him walking out to get the mail, butt naked.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, do you remember the movie Splash with Tom Hanks?
Yep.
His secretary wears her bra on the outside of her clothes and doesn't realize it. I mean, come on. That's those are some pretty good indicators.
Yeah, it's I'm trying to find who the fuck this person is. Oh, one of the police officers. Oh, wait. No. Who the fuck is this person they're talking? Oh, Haleyville, Alabama Mayor Kay Sanseri is very proud of the police officers. I'm very proud of the response by the police officers. I mean, come on.
What, for not beating the guy? Is that what it is? Oh, I'm sorry. Usually that's all you see in the news anymore.
That's fucked up. I too, though, am asking, what are they proud of? Isn't that like kind of a common sense thing? This guy walked up to me and said, where am I? And I told him I was in Alabama, and he looked completely like, really? Fuck you, Sean Sullivan. I'll get funnier when I'm ready to get funnier.
We're freaking hilarious. You don't know.
Yeah. All right. We spent enough on that. That is kind of a sad story, though.
It is, but at the same time, I can't believe nobody... That means nobody's paying attention to that poor guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Alzheimer's, dementia, it's a tough freaking thing.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on. We'll move on. Okay. Remember that story we told, I think it was last week, about a bad drug deal?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Remember that one? Okay. So, here's one that's kind of similar, but this one's, like, pretty fucking funny. Funnier than last week's. Okay. So, this one was in Texas. Why the fuck? Okay. So, Texas. Three men are in jail after a suspected drug deal. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying right now.
That's okay.
Listen, I'm going to tell you all for the little fucking comments that are freaking being made by one Sean Sullivan, who can't even say fucking Moanabe, that he calls it Moulin Lube, all right? If you were here at the beginning of the show when I said I have got a terrible fucking echo going through my headset, you would know that some of the... All right. Fuck. Even Todd Hart saying that we're really stale tonight. All right, well, fuck you all. All right, three in jail after a suspected drug deal went wrong, according to the Montgomery County police reporter. The incident happened December 20th at 5:30. All right, I cannot remember the last time I was selling drugs, and one of the people in which I was selling drugs to called the cops on me. Or even worse, the last time I was selling drugs to somebody and I had to call the cops because they robbed me. That's what happened in Texas. But they're smarter in Texas. The two robbery suspects, Jacques Blair, 25, Boris Lee, 23, were carrying a bag of marijuana. I can't even fucking talk tonight. Marijuana.
Do you like me to continue?
After assaulting another male, Colton Curbelo, Corbello had called the police to report the robbery and the assault. Deputies say that Corbello was attempting to sell the suspects marijuana when they beat him and robbed him. How fucking stupid do you have to be to fucking be like, yeah, hey, 911? I was just selling fucking dope to these two guys, and they robbed me and beat my ass. Rooster says that that's just down the road from where he's fucking where he's from. So you might want to like consider a new line of work if you're that bad at it that you're getting your ass beat and your product taken away from you. Right?
Right. But then he got thrown in jail. How?
Well, I'm going to tell you. I'm looking at the three mugshots.
They're good looking.
They're good looking.
That's sarcasm.
Jacques Blair and Boris Lee, the two that robbed Colton. Now, these two men apparently are facing charges of robbery, and Corbello was eventually charged with possession of marijuana. Now, I know that there is actually a fucking police officer that's in the chat right now listening. So, oh, and he's also a police officer in Texas, or former police officer. I would like this explained to me. Is Corbello's charge of possession of marijuana because he admitted that he had it and he was robbed and assaulted? Because how can you charge him with possession of marijuana if he doesn't have it?
Well, this apparently he had a lot, because the news I saw said that he had more in his car, and that's what got him arrested. So he called the cops with other drugs still on him.
Once again, you can't make this shit up.
Really?
You can't, because...
I know!
Hey! Where are you located? I'm at the
I'm in the
In-N-Out Burger right there on Main Street. Okay, we'll be right there, sir, to take your statement. Hey, do you mind if we search your car? Oh yeah, go ahead. I got nothing to hide except for the pound of marijuana in the trunk. Unbelievable. You know what? This makes me believe that I think we need to do some stupid fucking criminals. What do you think?
Yes, I agree.
All right.
So I do know there is a police officer from that area-ish listening to us right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
An actual police officer or a former police officer?
No, an actual police officer.
Ooh.
I wonder if... I know the people that I can see the people that are... the listeners and the commenters.
Okay. Alright. Here, let's do this one. 7 dumb criminals who basically arrested themselves. Oh, wait. I think we've done this one before. Nope, we haven't done this one before. Okay. Here we go. These are the 7 dumbest criminals, basically, that have arrested themselves. Let's start in Vancouver, Canada. When police in Vancouver asked Jason Poche if they could search his apartment for drugs, he was not a suspect. In fact, they were looking for someone else. That all changed when they took a look at his name that was listed on his cell phone. You're not going to believe this.
No, I'm waiting. It's like I can almost hear the drum roll in the background.
You know, I have to ask, though, why were they looking through his cell phone?
Because he was texting and driving.
Oh, no. Okay, nope. I've got it now. Okay, so they were in the house and they were looking for somebody else. Well, they found that somebody else's cell phone. And as they were scrolling through the cell phone, they found Jason Pache / drug dealer.
That was somebody's contact?
They had it as in their phone as Jason Pache, drug dealer.
Oh my
now,
God, he couldn't even
how many Jason Paches do you know that you have to be specific enough in your phone to list him as the drug dealer? Well, I know Jason Pache, the drug dealer, but I also know Jason Pache, my florist.
The investment banker.
Yeah, the investment banker.
I don't want to get those two confused.
All right. All right. This one's good, too. Stephen Crane broke into the Revelli Republic, Montana newsroom. He used computers to watch porn and check Facebook. But that is not what got him caught. It wasn't that he logged into his Facebook. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that his fingerprints were there. It wasn't that they were able to pull the fingerprints off the fire extinguisher that he used to douse the office. What got him was that he took some candy. But it wasn't difficult to find him. The police followed the trail of stolen M&Ms that led to his sister's place across the street.
So, it was an actual trail?
Yeah. He, like, stole a bag of fucking M&Ms, and there was a rip in the bag, and they were, like, dripping across. You can't make this shit up.
Was he leaving a trail for himself?
No! They were leaking out of the bag. He was holding the bag of M&Ms, and the M&Ms were trickling out and falling onto the floor. You know, you have got... I'm telling you straight up, Judy, if we ever wanted to be criminals... We could be extremely successful at this line of work.
I know, because we're not even half that dumb.
I mean, do you not go looking around, make sure I'm not fucking leaving anything here that could incriminate me? Nope, okay. As I'm walking out, I'm looking behind me, making sure nobody's following me. Oh, fuck. I'm leaving a trail of M&Ms.
I should eat those or something.
Unbelievable. Okay. Two men waited in line at a coffee shop to pay their bill. A third man cut in front of them. He threw a drink at the clerk and demanded all the money from the till. Temporarily surprised, the men quickly recovered and handcuffed the crook. Because... this guy was apparently in such a rush to commit a crime at this coffee shop, he didn't realize the two guys that he cut in front of were uniformed police officers.
Oh, wow. Whew.
Yeah.
Now, let me guess, he was high on drugs when it happened.
I don't know. Doesn't say. Mesa, Arizona. In Mesa, Arizona, a home break-in was foiled when the burglar jumped through the bedroom window and got trapped in a clothes hamper.
Oh, that's great.
This is the greatest part. The cop that showed up on the scene and saw him stuck in the clothes hamper arrests him, walking out, interviews with a local news station that showed up to cover the robbery and the arrest. He says, and I quote, "This definitely wasn't the kind of clean getaway he had planned."
But
You think he sat up there thinking about what he was going to say?
I know, right? He's like, "This has got to be good.
This could be my only time ever that I will have the opportunity."
A clean getaway. Bum, bum, bum.
Recently, a woman in Fresno, California was stopped for DUI at a checkpoint for being soused. The fuck does that mean, soused? Ever helpful. She offered up this info. Hey, my husband's in the car behind me, and he's even drunker than I am.
Oh,
fuck. Thanks, hon. All right, a German bank robber. What's that?
I appreciate that, hon.
Yeah. In the headline for that one's titled "The Couple That Drinks Together." A German bank robber sent mocking emails to local police, ridiculing their efforts to arrest him. First, he let them know they had his age, build, and accent all wrong. Then he corrected their announcement that he'd escaped on foot. No, I had a getaway car. The cops got the last word in, though, when they later arrested him a few hours later. You want to guess how smart this guy was and get caught?
He was using his real email address?
Yep, they traced him using his email address.
At least set up a fake account, you jackass.
It's right, you know, make a fake one. All right, this one comes from
Banks at yahoo.com.
Yeah. A woman in Somerset, Massachusetts was arrested for breaking and entering, but she was quickly caught thanks to her ankle bracelet. I'm not talking about a nice little charm she got from Jared. I'm talking about one that's fitted with a GPS that she had gotten from the police for being on probation from an earlier breaking and entering case.
Oh, that is great.
You know, some people, you know, they have that taste. They have that taste. I just can't get it out of my mouth. I just love breaking and entering. Can't get away from it.
I don't care if I have this bracelet on my ankle monitoring my every move.
Unfucking believable. So there was the top seven dumb criminals that arrested themselves. Let's see. We got to find some more here.
I got a good one that I really
go,
need to talk
go for
about
it. Go.
Because it's this is so the reason I found this all this news in Texas is because I was actually trying to see if I could find any stupid soldiers in the news. So I was looking at the news
sure
stations
we could
around
find
Fort
that.
Hood. But I found this one and I was just like, oh, this is great. So Lacey Lakeview in Texas, police have identified an accused burglar thanks in part to a large push on social media. Now, I'm leaving out some clips of this because the best part is the headline and the little bits that I'm leaving out. Justin Allen Waits, 18, of Lacey Lakeview, is accused of breaking into a home Wednesday. Now, this was back in June, and there's a reason it's coming up now. The identification was released the same week. Police released surveillance video from the home showing a man wearing a mask. And another one, before he put on the mask, with a pacifier in his mouth.
Oh, God.
So what do you think they called this person who happened to be breaking into homes? It's fantastic. This guy will go down in history as the Binky Bandit.
Oh, God. Well, you remember that one?
You're a hardened criminal with a code name, Binky Bandit.
The Binky Bandit.
Yeah. So I read several articles on this because I was curious as to what their take is on why he has a fucking pacifier in his mouth when he's 18 years old.
Oh, that's the cool thing to do.
Well, yeah, because all the cool kids are doing ecstasy and it makes your teeth chatter. And that stops the teeth from chattering. The other thing you can
do... Is that really why?
Yes. This is the sheltered life we lead because I had to read about this shit. I did not know that. You can also soak the pacifier in liquid form of drugs. And then you put it in your mouth, and it gets into your system faster.
Wow.
So that's the suspected reason of why he would be breaking into homes and with a fucking pacifier in his mouth. And now the world knows him, and including all his prison mates, as the Binky Bandit.
Right. That's fucking awesome.
It is. The Binky Bandit. I love that. I was like, oh yeah, that you're never going to live that down, ever.
Wow. Is there more to the story?
No, that was the best part.
No, that was it? Okay.
Yeah.
So I found some more. These are all from Britain. Okay. So this one, I'm going to skip that one. That's not that good. Okay, retired couple from Lancashire returned home from a holiday in 2014 to discover a burglar fast asleep in their bed. This happens a lot. I mean, how bad of a fucking breaking and entering type thief are you if you have to take a fucking nap? I mean, how many of these stories have we freaking done, right? One guy wakes up with the cops standing over him because he took a nap at a place. This one's even better, though. Martin Holby and Pat Dyson were amazed to find the intruder, Lukasz Chonziski.
God bless you.
He did their dishes, washed his underwear, and even bought some groceries. He did burn one of their saucepans, though.
Oh, that's some fucking bullshit.
Right?
That's it. I'm pressing charges.
He was given a 2-year conditional discharge in order to pay £200. Unbelievable. Yeah. Now, this one, I want to know how they get away with. Two Welsh tourists landed themselves in court in 2012 after they got drunk and stole a penguin from SeaWorld in Australia.
Penguins are fucking cool, man. Don't you want one as a pet?
Okay, but how did they fucking take one out of the park and nobody noticed this?
Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. You're all holding it under your jacket.
Yep. And you hear, ah! Rhys Jones and Kerry Mules, both from South Wales, broke into the park on Queensland's Gold Coast, swam with the dolphins, let off a fire extinguisher in the shark enclosure before making off. Oh, okay, so it happened after hours. And then they made off with poor Dirk the penguin.
They don't have security cameras and security systems there.
You're going to love how they get caught. When they woke up, hungover, finding the flightless bird in their apartment. Could you imagine this? Oh.
What did we do last
man,
night?
Man, I have got a fucking hangover. Hey, Judy, why is there a fucking penguin in the living room?
Dude, what did you do?
They tried to care for him by feeding him and putting him in the shower. They later released him into a local canal, but
oh my
was spotted
God.
By locals who called the police. They were fined $1,000 Australian, equivalent to £637, and each were told to drink a little less vodka. I knew it. I knew it. All right. A man suspected of arson and vandalism sent a selfie to the police in Ohio in the U.S. because he found the photo on his arrest warrant to be unflattering. Oh, my God. Here, use this picture. I don't like the photo you used. It made my chin look too fat.
It's not flattering.
Donald Chip Pugh... texted police a photo of himself and wrote, "Here is a better photo than the one that you're using." He told the local radio station, "Man, they just got me wrong. They put a picture out that made me look like a Thundercat or James Brown on the run. I can't do that." Lima Police Department responded by saying, "We thank him for being helpful, but now we would appreciate if he would come to speak to us." He was later arrested in Florida. Here's one that a lot of us veterans can relate to. Officials were left baffled by an Afghan Taliban commander who gave himself up when he tried to claim the $100 reward for his capture. Mohammed Ashan, a mid to low level Taliban commander, was suspected of organizing attacks on U.S. and Afghan troops in the east of the country. According to reports, he walked up to the police checkpoint in 2012, pointed to a wanted poster featuring his face, and asked for the $100 finding fee. Even criminals are dumb in Afghanistan.
Wow. That's wow.
So
I think that's an all new low.
Yeah. The authorities were at a loss to explain his actions, although one US official reportedly told journalists, "Clearly this man is an imbecile." A man who tried to rob a Glasgow bookmakers while armed with a cucumber came unstuck when he was tackled to the ground by an off-duty police officer. Gary Rao brandished the vegetable covered in a black sock at a female worker at Ladbrokes and Shelsonson and demanded cash, which she refused. Rough then pinned down by the officer and arrested. He initially told police it was all a joke. "Am I really going to jail for this?" Wow.
A cucumber?
Yeah.
Really? How menacing.
Yep.
Wow.
A criminal on the run took an ill-advised approach to taunting the Gwent police when he posted a Facebook appeal to trace him last February. Logan James, then 19, and from Caerphilly, was wanted for breaching his prison release terms after serving a sentence for wounding, affray, common assault, and being in possession of a knife. "Ha ha, catch me if you won't see me slipping." What?
Huh?
I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to mean. James taunted, later telling a news agency, "I have been walking around near home, so they're not trying too hard to catch me." "I've been walking around near my house for the last 3 months. They apparently ain't trying to catch me that bad. I'm right here." He was caught later that day. This guy's a dumb. Unfucking believable.
But they make for great entertainment.
Yeah, I guess. All right. It's probably going to be next to the last couple we do here. All right. Aptly named Christopher. What the fuck's that supposed to mean? The aptly named Christopher Badman. He's on the fucking dumbest criminals fucking list. He can't be that aptly named. From Bridgend in South Wales, used a carrier bag on his head as a disguise when he burgled a hotel in nearby Pothcall during its annual Elvis Presley convention. Unfortunately for him, he was captured taking the bag off his head and looking towards the camera. He had gone to some trouble to disguise his identity, but once the bag was off, and of course, his cover was blown. The video is fucking hilarious. Wow. An aspiring bank robber who wore a terrible disguise of sunglasses and socks over his shoes gave the cashier his full name and address half an hour before he attempted to hold the branch up. Dean Smith, 27, went into the local branch of Barclays in the Welsh village of Treorchy to change his address and spotted the cash in the tills. He returned in his disguise and demanded the money, but fled empty-handed when the cashier refused. He admittedly had been very stupid and was jailed for 2.5 years for attempted robbery and carrying a bladed weapon.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You know, if you're going to be in the fucking bank, you probably want to change your clothes before you come back, you know, just a little bit later and
seriously,
try
that was
to
the
rob
best
it.
Disguise you could come up with. You put your socks over your shoes.
Yeah, I don't get
you
it.
You couldn't even mess your hair up a little bit and give a deranged face.
A suspected car thief in Pretoria, South Africa, was foiled when the auto lock system of the car he allegedly broke into trapped him inside the car. According to the Star newspaper, the man was stuck for 1.5 hours shouting for help, while amused passerbyers pointed and laughed. The newspaper reports that when the owner of the car returned, she yelled, "What are you doing in my car?" before unlocking it, at which point officers from Pretoria Central Station promptly arrested him. That's pretty funny.
That is, the fact that people pointed and laughed at him, that is great. Oh, that's hilarious. I love that story.
Okay. This one's titled Smartphone Stupid Robber.
Uh-oh.
Not the first time to be caught out by a selfie, and probably not the last. Ashley Keast used a stolen SIM card to snap a self-portrait inside a house he was burglaring. The Rothman man then posted a picture on the WhatsApp Messenger application, but also unknowingly sent the picture to the victim's work colleagues. Officers found him at his home with a stolen Rolex watch worth $4,000. Keast was jailed for 2 years and 8 months after he admitted the burglary. Can't make this shit up. These are like some of the stupidest motherfuckers out there.
The scurvy of society.
Yeah. These, this is it. All right, so I will admit, it wasn't our best show. We could have been funnier. But we are at the end of the show. It is 2100 Eastern Standard Time, and we are going to close this out. I will admit, and it's a shit excuse, but a lot of it has to do with the fact I can hear myself every time I say something totally fucks it up because there's like a
You're
delay.
Talking to yourself.
You know? Yeah, it fucking blows.
Yeah.
But for those of you who did enjoy listening to us and didn't bitch about us not being funny, I thank you.
I don't know. We got some good feedback on the live feed. There was good feedback happening, and in chat, they seem to be enjoying the stupidity that's happening around the world.
Yeah.
It is. Chandler Baker said this shit makes me feel better about myself. So there, we did our mission for the day.
Yeah, me and Chandler, we had talked earlier last week that we were going to go out tonight after the show was over and get a drink because, you know, he's home from Italy on leave, his PCS leave.
Yeah.
But nothing's open. Nothing is open. So we definitely need to get together and get a drink before you leave. All right. So any closing parting thoughts?
No. Well, the same as last week and the weeks before. The holidays aren't quite over yet. So just keep an eye on each other. And if you see somebody struggling, get them the help. I was actually helped somebody get some help. Pointed him in the right direction and put him in touch with an agency to help Battle in Distress is actually who we managed to get contacted, but you know, this is not always a happy time of year for everybody, so just look out for each other. The holidays are almost over, so hang in there. We're almost done. We'll Amen. Get you through it.
Amen. I just echo those same words. So, next week will be our first show of 2017. I hope to see you all as we tune in next week. Don't forget, the red shirt has been launched by ThreatCon 5 Clothing. Go get it. And I love you all, and we'll see you all next week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Good night.